Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The most comprehensive study ever published with regards to sexual orientation and gender identity has now concluded what we all knew, and that is that sexual orientation is not something that you're born with, and the whole idea of transgender is a myth. It is not reality. We're going to be talking about this study on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barba, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. There is a study out. It's by two Johns Hopkins University scientists, and it reveals the evidence does not support the claim that homosexuals are born that way, and also with regards to transgender, which we want to focus on, that it's simply a myth. It's not reality. It's written by doctors Lawrence Mayer and Paul McHugh, published in the New Atlantis, and the report is a meta-analysis, meaning that it evaluates all of the other research, so it is a comprehensive, frankly, it's the most comprehensive report or study ever done. It has evaluated, Matt, over 200 peer-reviewed studies, not just studies, but studies that are done by first having it reviewed by peers, other experts in the same field, before it is accepted for publication. Over 200 of these peer-reviewed studies are part of this new study.
Yeah, this is the most comprehensive study ever done, and there, you know, it's objective, it's empirical, it's not politically motivated, it's not political, unlike some of the other the APA and the American Psychiatric Association and some other organizations that are have been totally politicized. This is a reliable study, the most comprehensive ever done. Yesterday on Faith and Freedom, we broke down the whole born that way myth and the gay gene myth and the things that this study completely debunks. But the whole idea of gender identity, which is on the front pages of the websites and newspapers today, with men invading women's bathrooms and showers and a president pushing that radical agenda. Well, he has no science to back up this radical ideology, and this study proves that in regard to this whole notion of so-called gender identity.
You know, I think it's so important to bring out the point as we talk about these schools and the Obama's directive and the locker rooms and the showers and all that, that this study is saying there is no evidence to suggest that children should be encouraged to become transgender if they act or speak in a way that is typical of their opposite gender. And especially it warns against treatments or surgeries on young people, children who identify with the opposite gender.
Now, understand, this is a study that is about science. In fact, Dr. Mayer said, quote, "This report is about science and medicine, nothing more and nothing less." Then he goes on to acknowledge how it would be explosive. Why? Not because the science is in dispute, but because of the political environment. He says, and I'm quoting him, "In the course of writing this report, I consulted a number of individuals who asked that I not thank them by name. Some feared an angry response from the more militant elements of the LGBT community. Others feared an angry response from the more strident elements of the various other communities, religiously conservative communities. Most bothersome, however," he said, "is that some feared reprisal from their own universities for engaging in such controversial topics, regardless of the report's content, a sad statement about academic freedom," he said. And you're right. I mean, this is a study about science, the most comprehensive study ever done, because it's reviewing over 200 other studies that are peer-reviewed, not just studies that are published in journals, but studies that only can make it in journals when other peers of the same profession and specialty review it and say, this meets the scientific criteria necessary for it to be included in the journal. over 200 of those kinds of studies.
And these are peers within the psychiatric and medical academia, if you will, which is no bastion of conservatism. I mean, these studies, these are at least studies where they're objectively looking, really trying to look at the science despite the political backlash. But the executive summary with regard to gender identity, it says, quote, "The hypothesis that gender identity is an innate fixed property of human beings that is independent of biological sex, that a person might be, quote, a man trapped in a woman's body or, quote, a woman trapped in a man's body, is not supported by scientific evidence." It doesn't get much clearer than that.
Yeah, and it says compared to the general population, adults who have undergone sex reassignment surgery, which is plastic surgery, mastectomy, phalanectomy, and other kinds of things such as that, those people who have undergone sex reassignment surgery continue to have a higher risk of experiencing poor mental health outcomes. One study found that compared to controls, sex reassigned individuals were about 5 times more likely, 500% more likely,
right,
to attempt suicide and about 19 times more likely to die by suicide.
So in a society,
19 times more likely to die from suicide.
A society where we're glamorizing the Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, we should be weeping, you know, to see that these people are actually have mental problems and are highly likely to commit suicide.
Yeah, they need prayer, they
yes.
need compassion, they need therapy, but they do not need people to join in on their delusion and lie to them,
yeah,
because that does not benefit them. It hurts them. The least compassionate thing you can do is to continue to foster and in them this delusion. Listen to this, Matt. It says, and people, you always hear this retort. Oh, but they've done brain studies that show that there's actually a female brain trapped in a male body. Well, nonsense. Utter nonsense. It says, quote, "Studies comparing the brain structures of transgender and non-transgender individuals have demonstrated weak correlations between brain structure and cross-gender identification. These correlations do not provide any evidence for a neurobiological basis for cross-gender identification." It's all myth. Transgenderism is made up. It's a fantasy world. It's a myth, Matt.
It is. It's very dangerous. It says that there is no evidence for any benefit for these puberty blocking or delaying medications to delay the production of testosterone in a male or estrogen in a female. In fact, it says there's no evidence that all children who express gender atypical thoughts or behavior should be encouraged to become transgender. You know, the fact of the matter is when doctors participate in this charade and do plastic surgery on these people and give them hormones and play along with the charade that you can change your gender like you change your clothes. And then worse, when the government and even the Obama administration tries to force the general population to go along with this myth. I mean, it's a myth.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable that you have this pressure to go along with pretending that a myth is reality.
It's like we're creating these Frankensteins. We're taking these children who are in their formative years and creating these Frankensteins saying, well, if you want to play with a truck or, you know, play ball with the boys, you know, that
you
should
be
a boy,
yeah,
instead of a girl. It's like,
yeah,
no.
Well, what's worse than that, too, is parents who, through political correctness or, you know, some false sense of altruism and you know, they want to be part of something bigger than themselves, when they give these children hormone blocking hormones or God forbid in California at a very young age, you can actually subject these children to sterilization. Let's be honest. When we talk about this gender, this mutilation surgery, it sterilizes
like
people. They can
stuff.
Never have children. A boy can't have, that is, there's no other word for it. It's child abuse. So the medical personnel, the parents, everyone who engages in this fantasy world are engaging in abuse. And frankly, these people who are suffering from mental illness and gender dysphoria are the victims. They're the abuse.
You know, I'm just about finished with a book, very, very good book called Imbeciles. And it's about looking at the United States Supreme Court decision, Buck versus Bell, in which it talked about the fact that you could sterilize people who were of lower IQ. And it is a disturbing book because it looks at the academic world, the scientific world, the popular world, all these different organizations that got on the eugenics bandwagon, and ultimately it spread to Nazi Germany. It was obviously part of Planned Parenthood, and it's how this entire generation were completely duped. It starts off the book at the very beginning from Romans, thinking to be wise, they became fools. And that's, I think, what we're going through again with this whole sexual orientation, LGBT agenda. Time will ultimately look back at this generation and think, what were they doing back then? How could they be so deceived and so duped? That's why it's important to make sure that you are grounded in the scriptures and objective reality. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.